Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Well, today we continue in our series called God's Prescription for a Healthy Life. In it, Pastor Rick will show you how to improve your health physically, spiritually, relationally, and emotionally by applying the five essentials needed for a more vibrant life. If you want to have what it takes to live out your calling in life, stay with us for this amazing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about the Daniel Plan DVD Study Kit, a six-session video-based study by Rick Warren, Dr. Daniel Amen, and Dr. Mark Hyman. This out-of-the-box approach to a healthy lifestyle is based on five essentials: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called The Awesome Power of Faith.
You know, for 30 years, I've been studying this question: what kind of person does God bless? What kind of person does God use? What kind of qualities do you find in people that he unusually blesses? Because I want to be a person like that. I hope you do too. And you know what I've discovered is that God uses all kinds of people: backgrounds, ages, economic status, language, ethnic, everything. But there is one common denominator you can find in every single person that God blesses in an unusual way. It doesn't matter who or where they are or where they're from. They always have this quality in their life if you find somebody that God is blessing in an unusual way. And what is it? It is people who are not afraid to trust God completely. That is what I call the faith factor. God blesses people who are not afraid to trust him completely. And when you do that, it produces enormous power in your life. Enormous power. Now, the Bible tells us there's a direct connection between faith and power. That the more faith you put in God, the more you let him steer your life and drive your life, the more power and the more blessing you're going to have in it. Jesus illustrated this in Matthew 13. It says he had gone to Nazareth, which was his hometown. It said Jesus did not do many miracles of power in his hometown because of their lack of faith. Notice the connection between faith and power. In the Bible, Abraham is called the father of faith. Why is he the father of faith? Look at the next verse. Abraham's faith did not leave him, and he did not doubt God's promise. Instead, would you read this with me? His faith filled him with power. Would you like to have more of God's power in your life? You see, if you don't have God's power in your life, you're going to be running on your own energy. And that's why you're tired all the time. It's why you're always wiped out, why you're always fatigued. God never meant for you to go through life just on your own power. It's like having a laptop unplugged. The battery is eventually going to drain. You got this much of a battery, and behind you is God's San Onofre power plant waiting for you to plug in. Now, you can do either. You can either run through life on your power, which means you're going to be tired all the time, or you can plug into God's power and have enormous amounts of energy that you never thought possible. So today, what's the secret? It's through getting more faith. Today, we're going to look at four ways that you grow in faith. These are just four of maybe hundreds. We could spend an entire year on this subject. But here are four ways that you can grow in faith so that God's power can be more evident in your life and God's blessing will be more evident in your life. Whatever you want God to bless, you need to trust him for. A relationship, a job, or whatever. So let's look at four ways. Number one, first, faith is choosing God's dream for my life. Faith is choosing and believing God's dream for my life. It all starts with a dream. It all starts with vision, an idea. What does God want to do in my life? Proverbs 29:18. Would you read it with me? Where there is no vision, the people perish. I tell pastors, where there's a church with no vision, the people go to another parish. Everybody wants to know where it's going. Now, the point here is this. Nothing starts happening in your life until you start dreaming. God gave you the ability to dream, to create, to imagine. Nothing happens there. And dreaming is an act of faith. Everything you see on the planet started as a dream, started as an idea, started as a concept. Everything on this campus, this building, all the other buildings, before they became reality, they were a dream in somebody's mind. They weren't mine. Somebody else thought this up. Somebody else thought all the buildings up. Everything you see first was an idea. It first was a dream. And so until you get a dream, nothing becomes reality. You see, there are a lot of things in life you can delegate to other people. You can pay somebody else to do it. You can get a friend to do it. You can pawn it off on your kids. But there's one thing you cannot delegate, and that is trusting God. I cannot delegate my faith in God to somebody else. I can't ask my wife to believe God for me. I can't ask my husband or my kids or my parents to believe God for me. You cannot ask other people to do that. You have to decide. And you trust God as much as you choose. It's your choice. You can trust him a little or trust him a lot. It's totally your choice. Now, how do you get God's dream for your life? Well, you do three things, and it's the next three verses. First, Ephesians 3:20. God, by his mighty power at work within us, is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. God says, think up the biggest dream you can think for your life, and guess what? I can top that. I can do something bigger in your life than the biggest thing you could dream of. Now, I want you to circle a phrase in that, dare to ask. Would you circle that? Here's the first characteristic of dreamers that God blesses. Dreamers dare to ask. If you want God's blessing on your life this year, you must dare to ask for it. You must say, God, this is my dream, and this is I'm daring to ask for it. So what do? Well, you ask God, first, God, what's your dream for my life? What do you want me to do? And then you ask yourself, what have I always dreamed of doing? Let me ask you that right now. What's your dream? If I asked you, what have you always dreamed of doing? And it probably comes to mind. You go, and I'm going to ask you, why aren't you doing it? Well, I don't have the time. I don't have the money. Don't have the ability. Don't have the... So what? You're talking about looking at yourself. Why don't you look to God? Where do you think that dream came from?
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
The truth is, most of us don't pay much attention to our health until something goes wrong. We put on a couple of pounds every year and think, no big deal, right? But a few pounds over 5 or 10 years really adds up and can even lead to major illnesses like diabetes and heart disease. That's why Pastor Rick worked together with medical and fitness experts to create the Daniel Plan Study. The 6-session DVD and workbook study kit from Rick Warren, Dr. Daniel Amen, and Dr. Mark Hyman is an out-of-the-box approach to a healthy lifestyle based on 5 essentials: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. The Daniel Plan Study gives individuals and small groups the encouragement and accountability needed to succeed. If you've been watching the scale go up lately, or your health is in trouble because of your weight, it's not too late. Join the thousands of people who've lost weight, improved their health, and improved their relationships through the Daniel Plan. We'll send you a copy of the Daniel Plan DVD study kit to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help share the hope of Jesus with people around the world. Just go to PastorRick.com to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. There are only 3 days left to get this great resource, so contact us today.
Once again, here's Rick.
If I asked you, what have you always dreamed of doing? And it probably comes to mind. You go, and I'm going to ask you, why aren't you doing it? Well, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, don't have the ability, don't have the... So what? You're talking about looking at yourself. Why don't you look to God? Where do you think that dream came from? God puts desires in our hearts. Say, I've always dreamed of da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, why don't you go after it? And why don't you ask God? God blesses people who dare to ask. God, would you help me with this dream? I've always wanted to, you know, be a whatever. I've always wanted to go to whatever. I've always wanted to accomplish whatever. Well, why don't you ask God for it? The Bible says you have not because you ask not. Here's the question I want you to think through. You might even write this down. What would I attempt for God if I knew I couldn't fail? Just ask yourself that. What would I attempt if I knew I couldn't fail? Let that expand your vision. It always starts with a dream. When you get a dream and you set a goal, goals are statements of faith. I believe I'm supposed to do this by such and such a date. I believe God will empower me. And so if you want God's blessing on your life, first, you dare to ask. Second, you believe God's promises. And that's the next verse. You believe God's promises. The Bible says, I am the Lord, the God of all people of the world. That's why we're doing the peace plan. Is anything too hard for me? The answer is obviously no. You see, nothing is impossible with God. And today's impossibility is tomorrow's possibility. It's tomorrow's miracle. So you never let, just because you got a dream, you say, well, it's impossible. Well, so what? A lot of things that are impossible become possible when you do it. Never let an impossible situation intimidate you. Let it motivate you to pray more, to believe more, to trust more, to experience more, to learn more, to grow more. That's how you grow. Just because your dream seems, quote, impossible, doesn't mean you shouldn't go after it. God is the God of the impossible. That's where faith works. Faith always works in the realm of the impossible. Hudson Taylor said there are three stages to God's will in your life. Impossible, possible, and done. And a lot of things I've done in my life that were impossible when I started to do it. But I trusted God. And first, I believed God and I dared to ask. And second, I believed his promises. We've talked about those. Over 7,000 of them in the Bible. You see, Satan's favorite words to you and that dream he's always dreamed of doing, his favorite words are, you can't do it. Let me say right now, when you get a dream and you hear the words, you can't do it, those words aren't from God. That's not from God. That's from Satan. And he's saying, you can't do it, because he wants to keep you stuck in mediocrity. And as your pastor, I want your life to be an embarrassment to the devil. I want him to look at you and go, oh, I hate that person. Because they believe God. They dare to ask and they trust God's promises. I hate that. If you're going to have God's blessing on your life, you dare to ask, you believe God's promises. And the third thing is you dream big. That's the next verse. God says, ask of me. There's that word ask. And I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. What's he saying? He says, ask me for the world. I mean, that's about as big as you can get. Ask me for the world. I'll give you the nations. This is, by the way, is one of the promises that we're holding on to for the peace plan. God says, ask me and I'll give you the nations. You see, the size of your God should determine the size of your goal. And you haven't really believed God until you've attempted something that can't be done in the power of the flesh or done in your own effort. The only way you really please God is when you're living by faith, which means you're doing something you can't do on your own power. But let me just say this. When you begin to dream and you say, okay, God, I'm going to take a step of faith this year. I'm going to go after my dream. First, I'm going to pray and say, what's your dream for my life? Then I'm going to think, what have I always wanted to do? What would I attempt if I knew I couldn't fail? And then I'm going to believe God's promises, and I'm going to dream big. And you go out there, and what's going to happen is you're going to go out and you're going to start your dream, and you're going to fall flat on your face. Why? Because there's three parts to a dream. This is very important. You need to understand this. When God gives you a dream, the first part he gives you, phase one, is what? That's when you get the idea. He gives you an idea of what he wants you to do. That's phase one. And then you go out and you start trying to do it and you fall on your face and you think, well, maybe I just made that up. And then you come back and say, God, did I miss your dream? And God says, no, it's still the dream. You just didn't wait for part two. And part two of the dream is how? How am I going to do it? And the way God fulfills the dream in your life will usually be the exact opposite of what you thought. Okay, because you don't think like God thinks. And so he's going to show you how to fulfill your dream in a way different than you thought you were going to fulfill it. And then there comes the third part, and this is the most important of all, and that's the when. God shows you what he wants to do in your life, then he shows you how, and then he shows you when. And it always comes in phases. And the when is the timing, and God's timing is always perfect. And a lot of times, well, have you ever been in a hurry when God wasn't? And you go, God, you know, I want this dream right now. And God says, well, yeah, it's a good dream, but I'll do it in my timing. It's not like it's not going to happen. It's, do you know the difference between no and not yet? You have to learn that as a little kid, between no and not yet. God says a lot of times, not yet. When I tell you, it'll be right. You know, Kay and I talk about how we have what we call Polaroid vision. You know, if you look at a Polaroid picture and you hold it up, the longer you look at it, the clearer it gets. When it first comes out of the camera, it's pretty blurry. When I started Saddleback Church 25 years ago, I didn't envision all of what was going on here. I just knew this is the right thing to do. Go start the church. And you know, the longer I look at the picture, the clearer it gets. And I go, oh, that's what you had in mind. That's cool. Oh, and look at that. That's cool too. Oh, and there's something else coming up. It's kind of like reading a scroll. You read a little bit and you unroll it, and you read a little bit and you unroll it. God's not going to show you what he's going to do in your life all at once. If he did, it'd scare you to death. So what he does is he just shows you a little bit at a time. So the dream's going to come in stages and phases. Now, the question is, how big should my dream be? You say, okay, Rick, I'm supposed to dream big. I'm supposed to dare to ask. I'm supposed to believe the promises. I'm supposed to dream big. How big should my dream be? You ask yourself two questions. The first question is, how much time do I have to give to it? If it's a dream you got a year on, it better not be a very big goal. If it's a dream you say, I can give the rest of my life to this, you can really dream big. You see, we overestimate what we can do in a year, and we underestimate what we can do in 10 or 20 or 30 or 40. So you have to look at, you see, most people set goals too low and try to accomplish them too quickly. What you need to do is set a bigger dream for your life and take a longer time to do it. I came here at Saddleback. I said, God, I'll go anywhere in the world and start a church if you give me the privilege of spending my entire life in one location. So I was 25 years old. I said, I'm going to give my entire life to one goal, building Saddleback Church. So you guys are stuck with me, you know? Sorry, I'm going to be around for a long time unless God decides otherwise. I haven't read the rest of the scroll. But my goal was just to say, God, I'll spend my entire life in one place. Well, you can do a lot when you take 40 or 50 years to do it. You can get a lot done. You just take, you know, inch by inch, anything's a cinch. It's like that old cliche, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So you ask yourself, how much time do I have? And that determines the size of the dream. The other question you ask yourself to decide your dream is, what am I really shaped to do? Spiritual gifts, heart, your abilities, your personality, your experiences, the five things that make you you. And just be honest. You must be optimistic and realistic at the same time. Now, I know you've heard motivational speakers say, you know, you can be anything you want in life. Well, it's not true. And you probably read some books that say, you can be anything you want in life. It's just not true. Somebody needs to stand up and say, hello, it's not true. You can only be what God shaped you to be. If you try to be something that you're not shaped, wired, gifted to do, guess what? It causes a little thing called stress. Stress is when you try to be something you're not, you aren't. And that's why so many people, I guess 80% of the people in the world are in the wrong job. They're not, you know how you know when you're shaped to do something? It's fun. You love to do it. You get it. I can't wait to go do that. Now, if you have that attitude, I can't wait. If you don't have that attitude, you're likely in the wrong job. Because God wired you. When you're doing what you're shaped to do, you go, this feels good. This is me. And you're not as stressed. Stress comes from trying to be something you're not. I mean, somebody could tell me, Rick, you can be whatever you want to be. And I go, I want to be an opera star. That would not only stress me, it'd stress you. having to listen to it. And you create stress for other people around you when you're doing things that you weren't gifted to do. So you look at how long you're going to focus on the goal, and you look at what you're shaped to do. Now, I want you to write down on your outline, NSD, okay? NSD. That means no small dreams. I want to challenge you to dream great dreams for God. It's your first step in the walk of faith, and it pleases God. All right, so step one in really getting God's blessing in your life is living by faith. And how do you do that? First, I get God's dream for my life. Second step, faith is being willing to risk failure. Once I get a dream, I got to take some risks to go after it. And faith is being willing to risk failure to go after the dream that God has put in your mind and in your heart. You cannot go after a dream without taking some kind of risk. If there's no risk involved, it's not a dream from God, because God wants you to live by faith. It'll be so big that you can't do it on your own.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so glad you're with us today. And if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time today. But first, the truth is that most of us don't pay much attention to our health until something goes wrong. We put on a couple of pounds every year and think, no big deal, right? But a few pounds over 5 or 10 years can really add up. That's why Pastor Rick Warren has put together the Daniel Plan DVD Study Kit. This 6-session video-based study by Rick Warren, Dr. Daniel Amen, and Dr. Mark Hyman is an out-of-the-box approach to a healthy lifestyle based on 5 essentials: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. The Daniel Plan Study Kit gives individuals the encouragement and accountability needed to succeed. If you've been watching the scale go up lately, or your health is in trouble because of your weight, it's not too late to join. Join the more than 15,000 people who've lost weight, improved their health, and improved their relationships by ordering the Daniel Plan DVD Study Kit. Let us send you a copy of the Daniel Plan DVD Study Kit as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com, or call 800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. There are only 3 days left to get this awesome study tool, so contact us today. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today I want to share a letter from John, who says he's been reading the Daily Hope devotionals for 10 years. Wow, great, John. John says he uses these written devotionals every morning to start his daily prayer and Bible reading, and he writes this: Pastor Rick, I started receiving your Daily Hope devotionals about 10 years ago. Not only did they bless my life and help me with my daily walk, I would save them and send them to my friends when issues or questions would come up. So I look forward every morning to reading these devotionals, which typically start my daily prayer and Bible reading. You know, I recently got my boss signed up for Daily Hope devotionals, and it hit me how powerful they really are. You know, my wife and I decided to support Daily Hope over and above our tithe to our church to help you bring one more to Jesus. Well, John, your message is so special to me. You have really blessed me with this letter, because I'm glad for 3 reasons. First, that you have grown as a Christian through Daily Hope. Second, I'm glad that you're using the Daily Hope to help you study God's Word on a personal basis. And third, I want to thank you for caring enough to help other people that you have given generously of your funds and gifts to help us stay on the air and to allow us to actually even expand into other stations to take the good news of hope to places where it is desperately needed. So, John, thank you, thank you, thank you.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.